We're on page Tavkuf Ayin Gimel. We're learning the Maimer from Talei Chaim and Pitachin Ishtadlis. I Tavkuf wanted that there should be Hamshich. Whatever we're learning is all about Yom Kippur. The R of every Yontiv finds its way into that Torah that you're learning, regardless of whether you planned it or you expect it. That's how the Baruch Shalom works with us. He wants us to think about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is tomorrow night. If we'd be real Jews, we'd be on the floor shaking. But that's in our generation. It's very hard to have a hergish. We should be zeichem mishum that when we come to the Yom HaKadosh, we should feel different. We should feel that. We're learning an amazing sugya, and it's getting down to the wire. But the Chalban, so gezun zayin, the Chalban is showing us how this remarkable connection between Teva and Nes, between Nes and Teva, Yesod and Malchus, the hislabshus of the Zachar of the male in the female. That the Chachilu Baruch Shalom made a world where he wants that there should be this shutfus. There should be this partnership between Shemayim and Aretz. That's the last thing that we did was a piece in the Ramchal. The Ramchal brings the Pasuk. Af yodi yoste eretz v'yimini tipcha shamayim kairi ani aleim yamdu yachtav. My hand has also laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand has spanned the heavens. When I call to them, they stand up together. The key is together. Together. Neis and Teva. And that is what is mezgala, particularly in the two last Yom Tovim that we have. In the Yontiv of Purim and the final Yontiv, which is Chanukah. Therefore, I know, as I said last time, it seems a little bit odd that we're learning the sugi of Chanukah now, but it's all about Yom Kippur as well, as we'll see in a few minutes. So on page Tov Kuf Ayin Gimel, where it says, Neis Pach HaShemen. V'nizemamish, the middle of the page. V'nizemamish Said Neis Pach HaShemen. And what we're learning about is Mamish, the Neis of the Pach HaShem. You remember last time we learned about Halal Sholem and Hef Halal. The Neis of the Pach HaShem of the jar of oil, Shu Pnimius Neis HaMulchama, which the Pnimius of the miracle that took place by Chanukah, Hainu Shagam Ben Neis Pach HaShem Nira HaNeis Baif HaNista. Now we learned that the miracle of Chanukah took place in such a way where when you looked at it, you didn't see a miracle. You saw that there were powerful soldiers, the Maccabim, and one could misinterpret and misread what took place as being purely a Maisif Tava. When it comes to the Pach HaShemen, also, Bahana Shagamba B'nais Pach HaShemen Nir HaNais Baif HaNistar. Also, even there, compared to the war, it was more obvious perhaps, but still, the nes, the miracle of the Pach HaShemen, of the jar of oil, was also a nes nistar. It was also in, it's mislabish in teva. It was enclosed in nature. It wasn't like the nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're not talking here about the Makkos, we're not talking about the Mon falling from Shalom, nothing about the Kriyas Yamsuf. What's different here is, v'hayinu shekol mi shebo b'chol yoyim ro'an ne'adai leik. If you just walked up to the menorah any day, if you'd walk up to the candles any day, you would see candles lit. You wouldn't see any special effects when you walked and you saw it. When you walked in, you would see the candles. There were no special effects. It was a near tivi. It looked completely natural. Shekin kol haneiros dolkim itivam. It's just candles, and that's what candles do. Ve'karnes hayu bezabonilus ma'amika. Now, the only way that you could know that there was a miracle happening here, the only way that you could know that something unusual was going on was by his bainus ma'amika. The same way, again, going back to what we're learning, the inyan of Zoch and the Keva, Yisoid and Malchus, we don't know when the husband and wife are together. We don't know that there's an inyan of the hashpah of the husband because he's nivla within the wife. We don't see that. And the way that the baby forms inside the mother, we don't know the bechlal is a Zoch. So when it comes to the nes of the shemen, also, Sheroa Mekasheris Umechaberis Yom Liyom Bishal Lashon. Now, the only way that you would know that the jar of oil was miraculous was if you would follow through and watch it one day after another. The same way, like when Moshe Rabbeinu came to this net, he saw that there was a tree that was on fire. Nope. So what? I mean, there are trees that catch on fire. Half of California is on fire with this kind of stuff. So what is it that's miraculous about the Sneh Bo'er Ba'esh? The terrace is that Moshe Rabbeinu was hanging around a little bit. And he saw, oh, this is Bo'er Ba'esh, but Ve'inenu Ukal. But it's not getting burnt. That's strange. Every other bush in the world, when it's on fire, it gets burnt. This is not getting burnt. Now, if you were just in a hurry, like if it was, if that happened in Tavshin Ayin Hay, the burning bush, we would know there was a miracle. First of all, we'd all walk in and we'd be looking at the iPhones. Everybody looking at the iPhones. And then you smell something and you say, hold on a second. And you look up, you say, oh, no, it's okay. It's just some stupid bush that's on fire. And then you keep on walking. Even if you stand there for an hour, you would know that it's not getting burnt. You'd just be on your phone. You would never know. Moshe Rabbeinu was looking at this and he said, Hasna boya ba'ish, but ve'inena ukal. This is something, there's a miracle that's happening here. So the only way that you are able to see this miracle is if you're paying attention. You have to be mizboine. Now when it came to the miracle of the Pach HaShemen, it was just a candle burning. So the only way that you would see it's a miracle is if you had a cheshbon from yesterday. When you had a cheshbon when they first found it and what it was and how little and that, you know, the whole thing. Like the same thing with Purim. That's all the Torah of Purim is about the same thing. That the story of Purim, each thing that happened in the Megillah is not a miracle. There's nothing miraculous. What happened? Everything there you could explain to the Hateva. But when you follow through from the beginning till end, and you're a person that's Mizboinein, and you're a Mamin, then you say, well, this is something happened here that was very, very strange. It was a Nes Nister. But that's how Hashem performs miracles. Remember, we've been learning that that's lechatchila. The Ratzon Hashem is not that it should be separate zarcha nekeva. The tachlis is right. L'shem yichud kudribichu u'shchinte. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is neis. The shchina is teva. Hakadosh Baruch Hu that's yesod. The shchina is malchus. Yichud kudribichu u'shchinte means when they're interfacing one with the other, like the husband and wife. That's what Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants. Not when it's an open neis, which takes away Bechira, and not when it's a completely covered up total Teva, which leads to Kfir, which can lead to heresy. It's Nes, it's Mislabesh and Teva, Chasen and Kala, husband and wife. That's Yichu Kujabichu Shchimte. So if you follow the Nes of the Shemen, if you follow the jar of oil, and you make the connections, Yom Li Yom, Bishar L'Shar, from day to day and from hour to hour, that if you followed it from when they found it until the last day, then you were able to see there's something strange going on over here. This is not same thing like the Sneh. It's burning, but enenu ukal. There's a reason why that's one of the ways that Hashem does these miracles, because the nes of the Pach HaShemen is very similar. I didn't just mention Stam, the burning bush. It's very similar. There's something that's being burned, but it's not being consumed. Again, there are different pshatim what happened to the Nes HaShemen. Not different pshatim, thousands of pshatim, what happened with the Nes HaShemen, but the clearest and most obvious thing is that something was burning and was not getting used up, like the bush. That something is burning, but it's not being used up. But you would only know that if you were watching it from the beginning to the end. And when you did that, then you'd see it's a Nes Gadol. Shashemen lo nigmar, that this oil is not getting, it's not getting used up. And he said, Dover Amok, this is very deep. The whole miracle of the Pach HaShemen, it was not like, this is not like the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. There, the second you walked over to the Yam Suf, well, this is a miracle. There's no question. When stuff is falling from Shemayim to eat, when there's a cloud that's surrounding you on top and bottom, and when there's Makis and Mitzrayim, these are miracles. Many, many, many years later, of course, people want to say, no, it wasn't every 2,450 years, there's a kind of wind that comes and it blows the water a little bit. You know. So then you could say all kinds of vetlach you like. But B'shas Ma'isa, when you were there, you met up with Hashem. There was nothing else you could say, even Paro. There's nothing to say. Shuhei Pachat Tav, which is the opposite of Tav. Kamei Kriyas Yamsuf. Shamayim nem dukechayma, the water standing up like a wall. Shuhepach tiva mamish, which is there as a complete and total suspension of nature. That's not with the jar of oil. The only person who would recognize that there was something miraculous was Rak Lemisha Mistakel al Retzaf Hamerois. Only somebody who was watching the whole Seder of what was going on, from the beginning till the end. All of the events. There's a Mamish Soid Nes Nister. And that's exactly the definition of a Nes Nister. Lahav the Elof Alfei Adolos. The way that a film works, I mean, I'm not talking about something digital, that's the computer. I'm saying a regular piece of film. So every frame on the film, is a separate metzias. But the way that the film works is that it goes so quickly, you don't see the individual frame on the film. That's why there was a whole scandal back, I think, in the 50s, maybe the 60s, that they were putting in the theaters. What they were doing is that they would lower the air conditioning, right? It would be a summer day. They lowered the air conditioning in the theater, in the movie, and they had in certain frames of the film, like when you're watching the film, you would just see, you know, you'd see Lassie, whatever, you'd see Leave It to Beaver, whatever the show was, you would just see the movie, and that's all you would see. But on individual frames, they would have like a cold bottle of Coke, you know, ice cubes, a glass of Coke, and then the oilman is all running to go get glasses of soda from the concession. This is something that was there were legal suits about this back in the 50s or the 60s, and then it got more sophisticated. There were some other things on the different frames of the film to make suggestions to people. You wouldn't see that with your eyes, but if you would isolate that frame of the film, you would see that was after the movie. I'm in the middle of watching like some western, you know, cowboys and Indians. What's this bottle of Coke doing over here? You didn't see it. It was Rav Dessler has such a lotion. Rav Dessler uses a lashon, he says, Teva, I think it goes like this, Teva, are nisim ritzufim ashinis raglo ha'ayin liros. Nature are ongoing miracles that the eye has become accustomed to. Nisim ritzufim ashinis raglo ha'ayin liros. The eye has just become accustomed. So the film is running. And only somebody, now if you would isolate the frame, you would say, wow, this is something, there's a miracle. But you don't see that frame. You see the film. A person is mizboinein in the whole thing from beginning to end. So mamish soid neis nister, v'hainu sheneis nister nika davki mitoiches bonus aruchas tovach al retzef shoma eris rabim. Only when you see the whole thing, when you see from the beginning to end, over like in Purim and like Hanukkah, then you're able to understand. Then, because it's all Zachazah, there's one frame, next frame, but it's running like a film. Only a person who's Mizbainah, what's Mizbainah? Mizbainah means to be able, like Moshe Rabbeinu, to stop and to say, what is this? To stop and to look at something, and to stop the film, and to look at it, and to isolate, and to stop and to take a look at that frame a second time, a third time, and to think about it. Then you begin to see from the whole combination of frames and events, you begin to see something that's miraculous. The Zachazah, Shekol Ech Levado Nirativi. Again, anything that happened for him and whatever happened in Hanukkah, each thing on its own looked like it was just a nature. Ach, Matazm Vishtalshlus, his Zamun Vishtalshlus Ayurim, Heim HaPela HaOtzim. But when everything was woven together, it created an amazing thing, a miracle. The darkness galah hanes agarlo. Through that, the big miracle took place. Mezen nes pach Hashem. That's the miracle of the jar of oil. Shekol yom nira kepula tivis. Each day it looked. Every day when you were living there, when you just came there, when you were living there, it looked like it was just a candle that was burning. It didn't look like anything miraculous. Shaneh dolek. Ach misha hibit ala yomim kimechlol echad sholem. But when someone was able to look at the entire picture, at the whole thing, kimechlol echad sholem, as one total entity, v'ro'es retzef hama'ayros, and you were following it from the beginning to the end, and you were watching, and you were thinking about how everything led one into the other, Rodney Sniffley saw an amazing miracle, that this little jar of oil, it didn't stop burning. Zemamish gam, next page, Tovkuf Ayin Dalet. Zemamish gam, Neis HaMulchama. That's also mamish, the miracle of the milchama, of the war. Shemisha mavid b'chitzayni is if you were just looking at the battle that took place with the Maccabim and the Hashmonaim on the outside, Nirik Shekiv Yochel, Hakol Misnahel B'Darchei Tev, like we said 2 weeks ago, that they sat and they were planning the strategy and they were training and they were fighting. And it looked like it was a Muhammad. Okay, you say that the Jews did very, very well, and they were underdogs, but they came around. But it looked like it was when you watched the battle taking place, it looked like it was something that was b'derech teva. But Misha Mabit al Hashtar Shlus HaMe'oros B'zeh HaZeh. But if you were following Chanukah from the beginning to the end, you would see that there was something very, very wondrous, miraculous that was going on. There was a gilui of Malchus Hashem, enclosed in Teva, enclosed in nature, Yisoid and Malchus. Kutshebrichu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Shechina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is enclosed in the Shechina. And you would see that Hashem is running Teva. And all of the laws of nature are being completely controlled by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not only that, like when you have an open miracle there, by a big open miracle like Kriyas Yamsuf, even there Hashem works with the water. He works in Teva as well, but he shatters Teva, he breaks Teva. That's only happened on very rare occasions, where all of Teva is just, for the moment, totally broken. Remember, what Hashem is brought kivyachol wants with creation is that it should be davka, that he is misgala, his galus kutshabrichu b'shchina, his labshus b'soich ha-teva, by being enclosed in nature, in Teva. V'inyin ha-shutfus im Am Yisrael, because Hashem has this partnership with Am Yisrael. V'loi p'ula la'ilu levada. Hashem does not want, kivyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to act alone. The whole point of creation is that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu together with the Shechina, which is Knesset Yisrael. And that brings about the deepest kivyachol shashum, the delight and pleasure of Hashem from this world. Like the muscle that's brought down from Mezid Shemagid, and all the Sram, all the Talmudim of the Mezid Shemagid brought down how the king was a mishashev. It's brought in different, in each sefer it's brought a little bit different nusach, but the muscle is a muscle that the king was mishashev with a bird that was able to talk, a parakeet, that the shashum of the king, that the king had all kinds of, it said in his palace, he had all kinds of unbelievable things, gold and silver, treasures, namishim, anything, paintings, and the biggest treasures. But what was the biggest shashua of the king? The biggest delight of the king was that there's a bird that's able to talk. That's the biggest shashua of the king. So, what the Mezid Shemagid, I'm not going through the whole mashal, but the meaning of the mashal was that the shashua of the Baruch Shalom is that there's a boss of Adam. Not that a malach can say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. Not that a malach can scream out Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eloi Lom Vay. But that a boss of Adam, with a Yetzahar, a boss of Adam from this world, is able to say Kodesh, 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 is able to be Mezgarba and his Yetzahar. Those are the Shashui HaMelech. That's what the greatest delight of the king is Davke, that there's a tzipor, a bird that's able to speak, that a human being, it's a lowly creature. Like we say in the Chazar Seshatz of Yom Kippur, Avisa Tehila, that Hashem, we don't know why you did this, but it seems that you want to be praised from what? Not from the angels, but from Kutzei Chaimer, from the whole piyut is about those who get sick and those who die and those who are mixed up and those who do all kinds of aveiros. Avisa Tehila, from such a creature, you have the greatest pleasure that such a creature that's so mixed up in such a crazy world, and it's all because of this tomb and everything, and from this creature that someone's able to crank out a creation, or is able to crank out a daf yomi or something. So these are the Shashui HaMelech. This is the biggest pleasure that the king has. Not that it's a nace, or not chalila just teva on its own, but when the nace is a mislabish and teva, and a Jew is able to stop and to think and to recognize this on the sechesh of b'chol yimimanu. So emek hashashum shalafon of his baruch shemai. And the emes is that the whole yontev of Yom Kippur is the ikish hashum of Yom Kippur. This really is a separate, a long discussion. The Chabam talks about this in the new Sefer on Chag Tishrei, on Rosh Hashanah Kippur and Sukkot. There's a new Sefer that just came out before Yontif. But it's something that's found in the Svarma Kedayishu, but the Chalban Kedarko explains it in a very, very clear and beautiful way. The Inyan of Rosh Hashanah, leave aside the whole matter of eating and sleeping and all of that. Just about the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah, the Ikar Avodah of Rosh Hashanah is Shofar, right? Is the Shofar. It's the Ikar Avodah. That's the midst of the Reis of Rosh Hashanah. It's the Shofar. The whole Yontif of Rosh Hashanah is, the essence of the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah is a Nishim, is a breath. It's breathing into the Shofar. Now the Nishima, of course, is the Neshama. The Nishima, that's how we became living beings. Hashem breathed into us the soul of life. And the whole Yontif of Rosh Hashanah is really Hakaras HaMalchus, recognizing Malchus Hashem. Beyond that, the tachlis of that is to come to Yom Kippur, and ultimately the highest yichud is Nachsukas by Shemini Atzeres. That's the highest time of the year is Shemini Atzeres, the yichud. That's the yichud. Why? So on Yom Kippur, an amazing thing happens. On Yom Kippur, we're not talking here about an invisible breath, something, a spiritual thing, or like we know all the drushes of the Shaifa tell us, that deep, hidden, inner soul of a Jew, right? That's the inner voice of a Jew, which is in the Shaifa. Yom Kippur is something else. Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol will go into the Kodesh Kodashim. That's the Tachlis of Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol will go in, and he will go in Guf, Neshama b'sarcha guf. You will go in, guf and neshama. Not just with the shayfa. The shayfa, the only thing that goes into the shayfa is really the neshama, the neshima. That's not the tachlis. Neshama is a very spiritual time. It's a very spiritual time, but it doesn't yet have in it the tikkunim of our physical lives. Rosh Hashanah is very spiritual, very deep, very moving, and we're trying to restore our understanding of things to come back to the clarity of Hamelach. It's only during the Seder Mitzvah that we get down to rolling up our sleeves, hopefully, and working on stuff, on being misaken our Chaye Haguf, how we live. Rosh Hashanah, we're not really working on that. Rosh Hashanah, we're trying to fix our heads, our brains. We're trying to fix ourselves spiritually, right? Once we get a little bit our head straightened out on Rosh Hashanah, and we remember that there's Taka HaMelech, then I say, it's my tshuva of the tikkunim. Okay, now that I remember that there's a king, now that I went to Rosh Hashanah where my head got straightened out, I have to work on the lemaisa. I have to be more careful with what I say. I have to be careful with what I eat. I have to be careful with what I look at. I have to be careful with what I do. I have to be more careful to check my tefillin. Okay, we're even careful to make, even people are not careful the whole year. They were more nervous about there shouldn't be any problem of chol stam or pas akum or anything. You should be careful. All that, so notice it's a tikkun of the guf. All the tikkunim of the aseres mitzvah are to make a shidduch between what, the neshama and the guf. Rosh Hashanah is really neshama. You can, the inyan of Rosh Hashanah is neshama. The tikkun of Yom Kippur is the neshama in the guf. Therefore, what the Svarma Kedoshim tell us, we know Chazal themselves made a comparison between the ninth day of Tishrei and the tenth day of Tishrei. So on the ninth day of Tishrei, so the Gemara says that when you eat on Erev Yom Kippur, it's kilu, you're fasting on the ninth and the tenth. Like you're fasting on both days. It's a very strange thing. I mean, the tzaddikim, that their whole hanhaga with the eating was, they ate unbelievable amounts of food. Tzaddikim will normally hardly touch anything. On Erev Yom Kippur, which is what we have left, this mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, this is a very, very odd way to come to Yom Kippur. It's a strange way to come to Yom Kippur. Not only that, I'll tell you something else. You know that in the time of Chazal, it's not clear exactly when this stopped, but at the end of Tanis, the Mishnah, the Gemara tells us, La'hoi Yom Tov Yisrael, Kavod, like Tuba, the 15th of Av, Chuyom HaKippur, that what the Bnei Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael were called out, and that's when Shidduchim were being made. It's a very strange thing. Shidduch and Yom Kippur, if that would happen now, when I was growing up, the boys and girls would meet in the back of the shul on Yom Kippur, so the fathers were all screaming to get back and yelling at us to get back into shul, because they knew that's where we were either going there or we were going to Union Turnpike to watch the World Series in the television shop in the appliance store. We could go out to watch the if there was a World Series, the Yankees were playing or something, go out to see the game. But the fathers were all screaming, "Get back in here, get back in," because they were going out to the girls. And in Yom Kippur, the time of Chazal, that's Dafke, when they would go out on Yom Kippur, and they would make Shidduchim, the whole end of Tanis, they'd make Shidduchim, Yom Kippur. What's the Inyan of Shidduch? The Inyan of Shidduch is Neshama Beguf. Neshama Beguf. It's being grounded in this world. It's Yichud Kutchubichu Shchinte, it's Chasnakal, it's husband and wife, right? Shidduchim, all we're learning now, this whole sugya that we're learning is about Yichud Kutchubichu Shchinte. The Yichud of a Kutchubichu, that's nice, and the Shchina, which is Knesset Sol, which is Tava. The marriage between Hashem and Knesset Sol. Shidduchim Madafki being made on Yom Kippur. The Yichud of the neshama b'soy chaguf, when the Kohen Gadol walked into the Kodesh Kedoshim, he didn't stand outside and daven. He went in with his body. That's after 7 days, like the Mishnah at the beginning of Yuma. There had to be 7 days of prisha when he was working on himself to refine his guf, to refine himself. He was working on himself until he was ready to come into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Going into the Kodesh Kedoshim is the Soid HaYichud. That's why the Kruvim there, one is Azacha, one is Nekeva, right? There was a male, the two Kruvim by the Kodesh Kedoshim, by the Aron. So one is a Zacha, and the other is a Nekeva. And Chazal tell us, the Svarim tell us, the Zohar Kodesh Nekisari, that when the Kohen Gadol would walk in, all Nishmais Yisrael, all Jews in the world, wherever they were, would be miskal, would somehow go in with the Kohen Gadol. And that's going back to the state of Adam Rishon Kodem Achayit, because Adam Rishon, before he sinned, all Nishmais Yisrael were in that guf of Adam Rishon, were in the guf. The physical body of Adam Rishon contained all Nishmais Yisrael. This, when the Kohen Gadol would go into the Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom Kippur, it was like Adam Rishon, because then again, all Nishmais Yisrael, all the souls of all the Jewish people, would somehow be in the guf, the physical body of the Kohen Gadol. Because this is the tachlis of the Yichud, of Zoch and the Keva, of Chasn and Kala, not Rosh Hashanah, which is preparing, which is spiritual, which is thinking, which is trying to think again about Hamelach. Yom Kippur, Hashem Shem Yitzchuv in Yom Kippur is Al-Chet, 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 means I have to be misakin my life, my actual physical life. I have to repair this relationship between the Neshama and the Guf. That's not Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah don't talk about sins at all. Hashem Shem Yitzchuv in Yom Kippur, all day long it's about Al-Chet, Al-Chet, I have to fix this, because the Yom Kippur is the day of the Shidduch, between Kutchubichu and Knesset Yisrael. And the Shidduch has to be in such a way where it's neshama b'soy chaguf. Because the tachlis of creation is not just to talk about the king. It's not to talk about Mashiach. It's not to talk about v'chein yizkad v'shimchu v'chein tein pachtecho. It's what do you mean v'chein tein pachtecho? How do you live on a regular Tuesday in Tavis v'chein tein pachtecho? What are you doing with your life? Therefore, I say some tshuva are all the tikkunim of thinking about my aveiros. And the union of Yom Kippur is al-chayt, 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 because I have to fix the particulars of my life, because my life is what? Is a relationship between my neshama and guf. So Rosh Hashanah, I could be all about Malchus. Rosh Hashanah could be all, but it's all theoretical. Rosh Hashanah is all theoretical. The avodah of Aseres Metshuva and Yom Kippur is what? Tikkunim of the neshama in the guf. Therefore, the eating of Erev Yom Kippur, and then working on the refinement of the guf on Yom Kippur by fasting, it's that contrast between eating and fasting, because a human being is a human being eats. I'll give another example. The Svarim talk about that you have on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol, if you're following his changing of the wardrobe, the big day love and the big day zav, you're keeping up with the what's going on with the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. Big day love, and we understand. The white clothing of Yom Kippur, so we also wear kippahs. We understand. That's why we wear kippahs. So we understand. Lavan means that our sins are removed. White means pureness. White reminds us of the Yom HaMisa. And so we understand the kittel. But why would the Kohen wear the Big Day Zav on Yom Kippur? The Big Day Zav, gold represents this world. It's this world. It's the most physical. It represents that which is most physical of this world, the gold. Big Day Zav. Because the Tachlis, again, is not open miracles. The Tachlis is not just Ruchnius. The Tachlis is Neshama Beguf. Dira betachtoinim, in this world. That's the Tachlis. Chosen, Kalim, Kutchabichu, and Shchinte. Therefore, the avoid of Yom Kippur is not that you should never have gold, but that you should be able to have a healthy balance between the white of your life and the gold of your life, between the Ruchnius and the Gashmius, between Kutchabichu and Shchinte. And you need to balance those two. That in every single, that all of the gold of your life, there should be filled with the whiteness of Kutcha Brichu. Again, it's the nes that's mislabesh in Teva. So the love on the white is mislabesh in the gold. So if you would look at Yom Kippur, you would see all this fancy stuff and the fancy clothing and music. It's everything is mislabesh in Teva. It's the nes. Then on Yom Kippur, so we don't wear shoes, right? Forget about the sneakers and stuff. That's just but we don't wear shoes in Yom Kippur. In the old days, people just walked around in socks and stuff. So we don't wear shoes in Yom Kippur. What's this inyan of wearing shoes and taking off shoes? What's the inyan of wearing shoes and taking off shoes in Yom Kippur? The Bnei Sosa talks about this. Mendel Rimanova and Sadiqim talk about this. Why do we wear shoes? Because as a result of the chait, because we got lost, Adam and Chava got lost in this world, they got lost in the world, we wear a shoe, and the shoe is there to make a chatzitza, a mechitza between us and the and physical reality. That a person should remember that you're an Eved Hashem. So you wear a shoe, and the shoe makes a hefsek between you and the earth. The earth means teva, right? The earth means this world. It means nature. So we normally wear shoes because we want to make a separation between ourselves and teva. That's why the Moshe, when you come in the Beis HaMikdash, so they didn't wear shoes. Why? When Moshe when he came to that place of the Sneh, so Hashem said, "Shal na lachmi hourglass, take off your shoes. The place you're standing is Abnus Kodesh. This is a holy place." See, in a holy place, you can take off your shoes. Because there you can make contact with the holy place. Normally we wear shoes, so we shouldn't make contact with the physical world. There should always be something separating between us and the physical world, because we don't want to get too embedded in it. That's what happened with the Chet of Adam and Chava. So we wear shoes to separate between ourselves and the world. The Minnesota and Ramendel Rimanova tell us that on Yom Kippur, all of creation is mis'ala through our tshuva, through our doing tshuva, through our fixing that state of the relationship between the neshama and the guf. All worlds are elevated, and therefore, wherever you walk, it's called admas kodesh. It's an amazing thing. You take off your shoes. Because the world is fixed. Physical reality is repaired. Once you know that God is behind everything, then you can touch the floor. Your feet can touch the earth. The problem is when you forget that, you can get swallowed up by the earth. So the whole year, you have to wear shoes, so you shouldn't get swallowed up by the earth. We separate ourselves from the earth, not to make contact, direct contact with the earth. We wear shoes. Because otherwise we'll get swallowed up by the earth. That's what happened with Adam and Chava. So the whole year we wear shoes. On Yom Kippur, in time, Yom Kippur is Kodesh Kadosh, is the Holy of Holies. So the same way in the Beis HaMikdash you didn't wear shoes, so too, on Yom Kippur we take off our shoes. Why? Because in Yom Kippur we're saying that he's saying like this, every place I go is holy. If I can't wear shoes anywhere, the whole world is not Atmos Kodesh. The Emes is, all of creation is holy. We just don't see it. On Yom Kippur, you could see it. If on Yom Kippur, you take off your shoes. On Yom Kippur, you make contact with the earth. Because the Tachlis is not to run away from physical reality. The Tachlis is Yichu Kutzbichu Shchinte, to make contact with physical reality, but to know that it's holy. To know that it's all God. Same thing. To eat, but to know that it's all a lakus. To wear big days off, golden garments, to have things of this world, but in that that you have of this world, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mislabish in the things that you have. It's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu mislabish, especially now it's Shemitah started. This we'll talk about Mishnah during the Shemitah. Is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mislabish in this world? The Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Teva. And then after Yom Kippur, of course, that's also the meaning of the Seal Hashem, Seal Azazel of time. But after Yom Kippur, then you come to Sukkot. So you know there's a machlokes in the first paragraph. There's a machlokes about some machlokes, Tanoim and Amoraim, whether there's Rabbi Akiva, is it the Anani HaKavod? Why do you sit in the Sukkot? Because the Anani HaKavod, the miraculous clouds of Hashem hanging over us. Rabbi Akiva says what? Sukkot Mamish. So all this from talking about Sukkot Mamish, and that's pretty depressing. Sukkot Mamish. So for that we have a Yontif, Sukkot Mamish. We have to build a Sukkot anyway. What are you supposed to sit in? So what do you mean Sukkot Mamish? But according to what we're learning, you understand. And not just Sukkot Mamish. But the Indian of Sukkot Mamish is davka, like the Gemara says, the psoilus of the Garden of Yaakov, that you use garbage to make the schach, the stuff from the, after you cut, after the harvest, the junk that's left from the wheat and the stuff. That's what you make for the schach, that junk. So what's the Indian of the Sukkot? Remember, we have a Seder over here, the Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Kippur, and the Sukkot. The Seder is unbelievable. Rosh Hashanah is coming back to Malchus, HaMelech, but it's very spiritual. It's all about davening and Malchus Hashem and so on. Then the Aseres Mechuv Yom Kippur is to fix all of the problem of my life so that there should be healthy shidduch between Neshama and Guf. To come back to serve God in my body, and therefore the Kohen Gadol comes with his body into the Kodesh Kedoshim, with all of us, included him, like Adam Rishon, before the Chet. When what? All Neshamas were in the Guf of Adam Rishon. Because the Tikkun is Neshama, the Guf. The Shechina in this world, Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Shechina. The tachlis of all of that, is to come to Sukkot. Now Sukkot, so the machlokes of whether you say that the Sukkot is Anani HaKavod. Anani HaKavod is a gilui, it's a very, very clear revelation, it's a miraculous thing. Right? The cloud of glory was a miracle. Rabbi Akiva does not accept that. Rabbi Akiva, as you know, is the Rosh of all the Mekubalim. So you would think that if anybody was talking about something fancy and some special effects, you would think it would be Rabbi Akiva. Right? You would think Rabbi Akiva would be the one who would say that it's Anani HaKavod. Rabbi Akiva rejects that. Rabbi Akiva says, Sukkot is Sukkot Mamash. But now you understand why, right? Why is it Sukkot Mamash? Chevenu? It's Guf, the Shom of a Guf. Because the Tachlis is not to have something miraculous hanging over you. That's not the tachlis. That's a nace of Yitzchak Shaim. Rabbi Akiva said that's not the tachlis. Rabbi Akiva, because he was such a mekubal, Rabbi Akiva is the one who said Shir Hashim is Kodesh Kadashim. The Indian of Kodesh Kadashim is Yom Kippur. Rabbi Akiva is the Indian of Neshama B'Sech HaGuf. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva himself didn't know any Torah till he was 40. He was like an empty guf, and he made an unbelievable chibur, a zivur between Neshama and guf. Therefore, the only story in the Gemara where we see the Gemara talks about Chasam and Kal, husband and wife, having such a romantic relationship as what? Rabbi Akiva and Rachel. The whole Indian of Rabbi Akiva is Shir Hashim is Kodesh Kadashim. Why Kodesh Kadashim? Because Shir Hashim is a love story of this world, but it's teva, a man and a woman being in love. So, but it's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mislabish in that relationship between Chas and Kal. Chas and Kal is Kodesh Baruch Hu and Shchinte. This Rabbi Akiva was the one. Rabbi Akiva is the one who said Sukkot means Sukkot Mamish. Other Rabbi, you make it from the garbage, from the stuff that's left over from the harvest. Why? Because that itself is neshama beguf. You following? That's the gilui, that's the tachlis of Yichud Kodesh Baruch Hu Shchintei. That the Zohar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is ne'alam, is mis'alim, is hidden in every single thing in the world, even in the garbage that's left over from this. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva Dafka said, it has to be, it's Sukkah Mamish. And that's why we begin Yom Kippur with Rabbi Akiva. Or is a rule of tzaddik, l'shrei le'ev simchus v'shteves. Or is a rule of tzaddik, The last letter is spelled Akiva with a hey, because Akiva is spelled with an aleph with a hey. That's why it's a whole problem with a get, with an aleph and a hey. So Orzul Latzadik with Relev Simcha, the last letter is spelled Akiva. What's Rabbi Akiva doing by you? What's Rabbi Akiva? And the last Mishnah in Yuma is Amr Rabbi Akiva, Ashrechim Yisrael, Lifnim Yatim Ta'amim Ta'asim Avichim Shabbat, Mamek Viso Asha. The only of Yom Kippur is Rabbi Akiva. Was that the Indian of Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Kiva's whole thing is the gili of neshama beguf. Therefore, we begin Yom Kippur like this, the Avodah. But then when it comes to Sukkah, Sukkah is the Tachlis. So Sukkah, he says, is Sukkah's mamish. He not an anekavim. Sukkah's mamish. Sukkah's mamish means that when you're sitting in your Sukkah, that you got in some lumber yard someplace in Bensonhurst or whatever, and you're sitting in your Sukkah, and you yourself, you are knocking and hacking to make this thing, that you're able to look at this thing, and if it's done at Api Aloch, as long as it's done Api Aloch, and everything is the right way, it's a kosher sukkah, kosher schach, everything's kosher, then you're able to believe, Be'emunah Shleima, that in this piece of teva, that I cut down this tree, I was the one that made this sukkah. In this is what? In this is the Shechina, is the Yichud Shebech Shechina, is the highest gil of the Shechina, and the Yishpizim come into this place, and here in this place is Mamish, Mamish, is Hashuas HaShechina. Is Hashuas HaShechina the highest thing next to, like the Kodesh Kodashim that I'm sitting in Mamish? Kol HaEzrach Yeshu, we saw Yeshu V'Sukkahs, Tuv and Tuv Yishpizim Eloh, and the what happens in the Sukkah, so Rabbi Kiva says, Sukkahs Mamish. Not the Nanei Kavod, not something miraculous, the Nanei Kavod. In this physical world, that you built the sukkah with your own hands, but you did it al pi Hashem, Rabbi Kiva says, is fakir, he says, davke sukkahs mamish. And that's why it says, the strongest simchas davke by sukkahs, smachtam lefnei Hashem lekechem. Maybe you could understand lefnei Hashem when you're in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, wow. So then that's really very, very strong experience, being in the Beis HaMikdash. But the gilui of sukkah says, no, wherever you live, smachtam lefnei Hashem lekechem. So the Simcha of Sukkahs, what's the Simcha of Sukkahs? It's the Simcha of Chasna. The Simcha of Chasna is Yichud Kudshubichu Shechinte, it's Chasna and Kala. It's Neshama Beguf. The biggest Simcha is Neshama Beguf. When it's just something miraculous, Pesach, the Simcha is not as big. You don't have such a thing by, on Sukkahs, the Shaf, the Mayim, I saw some what was going on with Samikdash every single night of Sukkahs. The whole Sukkahs is what Chetzef Simcha, the Shaf, the Mayim, I saw some, and you take a lulav, you take Abaminim that comes from the ground. The Abaminim. And you take Abaminim all directions. They should go in all directions, Mizrach, Ma'am, because why, of this world, it's all Neshama Beguf. And therefore, that's Davkir. That's the biggest Simcha, the biggest Shashun that the king has is Davkir from this. Davkir from this. The whole Seder of this time of the year, that's the Yichu Kudjibu, until you come to Shemini Atzeres, which is Hevyani, HaMelech Hador, Nagilav and Nisma Chabach, the Chosna Kala are together alone. And all the goyim have to go. There are no more kabbanis for the goyim. Sukkot is finished. It's now Shemini Atzeres. And Nagila v'nisma chabach. Nagila v'nisma chabach. Yichu kachbichu shkintei on Shemini Atzeres. That's the tachlis to come to that clarity of Atta Heres L'Das. The whole tachlis to come to the Atta Heres L'Das. That Hashem will kiv. Not just what, not someplace, but here. Ain oid levado here in this world. Ain oid levado. That's the tachlis of all of our avodah. Therefore, he says, "V'hinei zemamish l'dayreina." Now we get back to the subject of what just happened this past summer. Zemamish l'dayreina. Shantzichem oidiyah shahamilim b'shir hein ashecholu Hashem l'makim. And remember when we started it, when we were learning 2 weeks ago. We said that there was a song that the secular Jews made. The chalutzim that they made wrote the song, but they left Hashem out of the Maccabim. They liked the Maccabim. They wanted to. They were enamored with the Maccabim because finally they felt, oh, here we have some Jews that are taking care of themselves. We're finished with Golas. You know, Jews that the Maccabim, they liked the Maccabim. They're strong. They made an army. They fought. So they wanted to take out the secular Jews wanted to take out the mention of God from the whole story of the Maccabim. So in that song, so we say no. Ashechol Hashem l'makibim. We believe that everything that happened by Chanukah and everything that happens in our life is this yichu kudshbichu neshchina, which is the balance between bitoch and neshtadlus, which means you work in this world, but everything is Hashem. V'chein hu yizbor cholulas and eflos shel hador ha'achrayin, and therefore we were zeichet to see unbelievable miracles in our generation. Shekamnu tchias oylam mitoch batei akvaros shel hagolus, that we stood up. Mamish, like the dead coming back to life after what happened in the Holocaust, and we came to Eretz Yisrael. V'iganu chazor le'Eretz Yisrael, yishtabach shmoit, that Hashem, may His name be blessed. He brought us back to Eretz Yisrael. How could it be chlal, and how do we able to come back, and how are we able to fight? How the whole thing that happened in Eretz Yisrael. And he lifted us up and he saved us. You have the billion Arabs, whatever it is, 200 million, 300 million Arabs, whatever, they, even back then, 6,700, 200 million Arabs that they wanted to destroy. All the Muhammads that we have to go through and all the wars that we've been through, Shein od milvada. Shein od milvada. But everything's happening with Echatav. Everything's happening with Echatav. United Nations says like this, and America says like that, and they got the Iron Dome. Everything's with Echatav. Ella Shahaya Dover Melubash Belavusha Hamalchus Vanukfa. Everything's enclosed in the garments of Malchus, of Nukfa, of the Nekeva. She Koichim She Yisrael, which is the Koich of Yisrael. It looked like strong, like all of a sudden Jews left the yeshiva, and in a short time, instead of being skinny, weak yeshiva bachum, suddenly we had tzahal. What happened all of a sudden? How did we become like that? How did Jews all of a sudden become transformed into warriors? And everybody in the world says now the Israeli army is talking very, very good. When did we become a good army? How did we become a good army? Because we're smart. But since what does it have to do with that? Being smart. So we became such a good army. And the whole world wants to destroy us. And all of our enemies are surrounding us. And that we're able to. The Pulas Anshi Atsovishtadlusam. So if you would just look at it and you would see that you would just look at it from the outside with the eyes of Teva. If you would just look at it in that way, you would see, hey, these are pretty good soldiers. They're very good. They're organized. They know what they're doing. They have sophisticated weapons and so on. Shekein Soid HaGula HaShleim Hudav Kibichu Kuchubichu Shchinta. Yachtav. But the miracles that we've been seeing over all these years, just this past summer, it's all Yichud Kuchubichu Shchinta. The whole Iron Dome thing. It's Amish. It's a sukkah. That's what it is. Hashem made a sukkah. And just like Chazal said, that the Shekhinah was hovering over us and protected us. So that it was mislabish in something, in this new technology called an Iron Dome. There was never such an Indian. All of a sudden, when the Arabs made rockets, the missiles, they could reach Khalilah to Yerushalayim, to Tel Aviv, whatever. All of a sudden, such an Indian. It's a sukkah, it's a schach. Called sukkahs mamish. It's a maniacovid, this mislabish in the sukkahs. They're not really arguing. They're talking about, in other words, Yudah is talking about the Inyan of the Nase, which is the Ananiya Kovid. What the Kiva is saying is that the Nase of the Ananiya Kovid is mislabish in our sukkahs. You understand? What the Kiva is not saying there's no such thing as the Ananiya Kovid. And he's not saying that the Ananiya Kovid has nothing to do with sukkahs. He's saying the Inyan of sukkahs is that the Ananiya Kovid are mislabish in our sukkahs. In our sukkahs, wherever we live, in some little backyard, that the Ananiya Kovid is mislabish in the physical sukkah. That's the Chiddush Rabbi Kiva is saying. That's Shira Shira. That's Rabbi Akiva. That's Mislabesh. It's Yichud Kuchbichu Shchinte. The side Nesnis, they're hidden miracles. Mislabshus Elokus Besoich Darchi HaTeva Mamish. When Elokus is Mislabesh, Elokus is Mislabesh and Darchi HaTeva Mamish. Let's just read Kuf Samach, the footnote. And it's time to Chalila, so the Chaban says, I just want to make a note, that Chalila Ein Lezalza Begurus Anshei HaMelchama. I'm not coming here to say that we shouldn't respect and appreciate the courage of our soldiers. That doesn't mean that. But b'chiruf nafshon b'hagon al am Yisrael and how they risk their lives to defend us. U'megaglam schus ayde zakai. Klal, if somebody had the schus to defend Eretz Yisrael and defend Jewish lives, it means that they have a schus. It means that there's some, for whatever reason, even if you look at the soldier, he's totally not religious, he has a schus that he had, that Kadosh Baruch Hu made him a shliach to defend Jews and to protect Eretz Yisrael, it's like a schus. Therefore, we have to be very careful. What we're learning now is not coming in any way to be mezalzel in the greatness of the soldiers and the sacrifices that they make. The care of Machni Yisrael, Deus rose for Kafronios, even though unfortunately there are Jews who have such terrible ideas. Hamunutakas mitavosos Kadosh Baruch Hu, who do not appreciate Hashem. So you have on one side those who say these victories that we've had in Israel have nothing to do with God. It's because we just have our boys are good. They're strong, they're good, they're talented. So they take God out of everything. They take Kutcher Bichu out. That's a terrible avla to do. That's kfir. Take Hashem out of it. So we have to teach the goof that the goof of that in the Sham is nothing. We have to teach the goof. That the goof for that in the Shema can't do anything. It's only because Hashem is there. It's only because of the Nisim that are mislabish and everything. Shemakor hakol Hashem is baruch. Ach yeid adam hamam in lahamik v'daitul liyaz baruch eichel mipsoilus. She yizor gesep soilus hakefronis. Hakefres b'tavos is baruch. Therefore, a religious person has to know to throw out this idea that chas v'shalom, this is just about the army. It's not just about soldiers, it's about a good army. That's kfirah. But on the other hand, achalil lo yivke v'oichel. But on the other hand, that doesn't mean that you have to be, that doesn't mean you're allowed to doesn't mean that you're allowed to, even if you throw out the peel, doesn't mean you throw out the, or you insult the food. That means that doesn't mean that we look down on the soldiers and we say to the soldiers, there's nothing about you. It's only because of Hashem. Meaning it's just Hashem and you have nothing to do with this. That's not true. They have a schus. The soldiers have a schus. And they were moist and effish to fight for us. You have to look at both. Shu inin yakar v'chashuv. It's a very precious thing that they were doing that. Somebody was showing me that there was some guy got up in Bnei Brak, was making a speech at the Sheva Brachas during the time of the Muhammad. I don't know who he was. Somebody showed me on their phone, and this guy was saying that we shouldn't think that this has anything to do with the soldiers. Nor do we think that we have to have any hakaras atoiv for what they've done. It's all because of us who are sitting in the yeshivas and learning that they were able to do this. Now, he made a terrible mistake. It's true that of course the boys are sitting and learning in yeshiva, but that is a tremendous, tremendous thing. There's no question about it. Other albums, tremendous. But to take that and to say that the guys that are fighting, that's nothing. So I'd like to see them switch maybe once. Why don't you put a little uniform on this guy making the speech by Sheva Brachas while their boys in Aza are fighting, and let the guy come back on from Aza and let him go sit and learn a little bit in yeshiva, take a shower and sit in yeshiva, and send this darshan, send him out to Aza and say it's the same thing. You're saying that's nothing. It's nothing. He got it wrong. Either extreme, to say it's only this or it's only that, is wrong. What it is yichu kutshu b'yichu shunt. It's a zivik, it's a shidduch. And that means you have to recognize the yakus of the guf, and you have to recognize the yakus of the neshama. Neshama beguf. It's not God forbid just this or that. She saw Isim Chayil. Mosgab Mechiyuf Nefesh. It says Yishuv Haaretz. Umigo Haoivim. Mimenu. Jews are risking their lives to protect Eretz Yisrael and other Jews. She mitzvah Matar. It's a big mitzvah. Vav Gam Zoish. And he goes, we don't have to read that. He says, besides that, these kind of statements only go on to make Jews hate other Jews and to fight with each other. These kind of extreme things, to think it's one way or the other. He says, it's totally ridiculous. Because we're talking here about a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and the mitzvah of protecting Jews whose lives are in danger. And therefore, every single second that every soldier is spending doing that, he's involved in murder and mitzvah. It's a secular soldier, he doesn't know that. Okay, so we should try to talk, and we should try to teach, and try to speak, and to communicate with each other. The neshama and the guf have to learn each other's language. That's the problem. Neshama and guf. But the tachlis is neshama beguf. Neshama beguf. Not just this extreme, not that extreme, but neshama beguf. Neshama beguf. That's what it is. That's, and that is all what's misgalabi and kippur sukkah. Now what we can continue with, now that we've learned this yisod of yisod and machus, of kuchabichu and shchinte, now we're able to go back to the whole story of Yosef and what happened with Yosef and his bitachon, or what seemed to be his lack of bitachon, and what it means practically in our lives to balance bitachon, trusting in Hashem, and the shtadlis that we have to make. Bitachon, of course, is from the world of kuchabichu shchina, and his shtadlis comes from the world of the guf, what we have to make in this world in order to make a living and to work in this world. So mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue with that after Yontiv, Shavu Gemach, Simchat Torah, Nachtan Nesifim Shel Tzadikim, Lonu Kol Yisrael.